The historic sites, fantastic local produce, and unique landscapes have long attracted visitors north to Orkney. And it's now become the UK's most popular stop on the cruise liner circuit, bringing in hundreds of thousands of tourists each year. The numbers have been growing fast, but can the most popular attractions on the islands cope? Emma Murray reports.
Arriving in style, the gigantic Queen Elizabeth cruise liner brings in another 2,000 passengers to Kirkwall. Just one of over 140 ships are planned to land in Orkney this year.
Well, the World Heritage Site, the war, history, the arts and crafts at the museum, the cathedral, all of that. We're blessed with all of that. We got Scotland's longest deep water landing bay as well. And the team who worked to produce the tourist offering are absolutely dedicated about it.
The number of cruise ship tourists has rocketed, up from 41,000 in 2012 to 140,000 expected this year, bringing in around £8 million to the local economy during the six-month season. But it does mean Kirkwall gets rather busy. The port authorities say they think the number of ships coming here will stabilise, but they also think that the ships coming will get bigger, meaning even more people coming here to Orkney. Which of course presents challenges for the most popular historical sites already under pressure. And the greatest pressure falls on the most visited historical sites like Skara Brae and St. Magnus Cathedral. Last year, the popular Italian chapel introduced measures to regulate the numbers visiting.
The walls, it was. If a whole lot of people were in it at a time, they were rubbing against them. They wouldn't have been doing them any good. So they decided to try to limit it to one bus, and that would also help that. A lot of folk thought that if there is a bus, they would rather not go in, rather come back when it's quiet. And I mean, this has happened now and again, you know.
Tourism is one of Orkney's most important industries, and this growth brings a lot of opportunity for the local economy. But this sharp rise in visitor numbers will bring growing pains and requires careful management to ensure its most important historical sites aren't overwhelmed. Emma Murray, SD News, Orkney.